Like to say good afternoon to everyone. We're very thankful to have each and every person on the call, especially those who may not be members of the Church of Christ. You are very honored and distinguished guests of the audience. And we want you to know that the Church of Christ, we believe that the Bible is right and every word of the Bible is right. In this new year, y'all want your soul to be saved. First thing you need to understand is you got to believe that the Bible is right. Once you believe that, then you'll believe Jesus was led and died on the Calvary. And then as he died, he shed the blood that washed your sins away if you're obedient to him in baptism as he commanded you. And you believe that with all of your heart that he died on that cross, was buried and rose again, and gave the great commission, and that you must obey, that must be baptized. And then the Lord, after washing your sins away, we add you to the church he purchased with his blood. That is the Church of Christ. That's all I want in the Bible. I want to tell people up front of what you must do to be saved. I always do that because you need to know that. You need to know you need to be saved. And so this evening, for those who may be visiting with us from other congregations, good to have you on the call as well. Little Brooklyn Highlights. We had a great time on this morning, great response to the messages and your message in a new way. This afternoon, I want to continue to think in terms of today being the new year. And hopefully you're not like me and ate a bunch of food. You're trying to make sure you stay awake. Now, you need to stay awake during this lesson. And I say amen. So I know black eyed peas and greens, I know they settle on your stomach, you'd be getting sleepy. So this thing, 2 Chronicles chapter 29. Go over there right quick. If you just follow along, take notes, you won't get sleepy. Let's follow along. I'm gonna read this to you and then I'm gonna come back and make a few applications and the lesson will be yours this afternoon. Now 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 1. The Bible says Hezekiah began to reign when he was 55 and 20 years old. He reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which is right in the sight of the Lord. That's why I got my towel right there. In the sight of the Lord. And he did what was right, according to all that David and his father had done. Verse 3, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired it. He brought in the priests and Levites and gathered them together to the east street. And he said unto them, "Hear ye, Levites, sanctify now yourselves, sanctify the house of the Lord, God of your father, and carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place. Our fathers, for our fathers have trespassed." And mark this, he said, this is what happened while we are here and need to make some changes. "Our fathers have trespassed and done," notice what he did, opposite of them, "that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord, our God, have forsaken him, have turned away their face from the habitation of the Lord, and turn their backs." Notice that now. Also, they have shut up the doors of the porch. I'm going to point that one out. They put out the lamps. They have not burnt incense, nor burnt offerings in the holy place unto the God of Israel. Wherefore, the wrath of the Lord was upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he had delivered them to trouble, to astonishment, to hissing, as you see with your own eyes. For lo, our father have fallen by the sword. Our sons and daughters and our wives are in captivity for this. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord God of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. My sons, be not negligent, for the Lord has chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, that you should minister unto him and burn incense. And the Levites, Matthah, sons of Amasai, Joel, the son of Azariah, the sons of Korathites, and the sons of Merah, Kish, the son of Abdi, Azariah, the son of Jehalalel, and Gershonite, and Joah, the son of Zimmah, and Edom, the son of Joah, and the sons of Eliphaz, Shimri, and Jeel, and the sons of Ashar, Zechariah, and Mattani, and the sons of Heman, Jemiel, Shimei, and the sons of Judjon, Shemaiah, and Ozel, and they gathered their brethren and sanctified themselves, and came to the commandment of King by the words of the Lord to cleanse, notice this, the house of the Lord. And the priest went in the port of the house to cleanse it, brought out all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of the Lord and in the courts of the house of the Lord. And the Levites took it to carry it out abroad into the brook Kidron. Now they began on the first day of the first month to sanctify. And the eighth day of the month, they came to the porch of our Lord. So they sanctified the house of the Lord in 8 days. The 16th day of the first month, they made an end. Then they went in to Hezekiah the king and said, "We have cleansed all the house of the Lord, and the altar of burnt offerings, with all the vessels thereof, the showbread table with all the vessels thereof. Moreover, the vessels, as Ahaz in his reign did cast away in his transgression, how we prepared and sanctified, and behold, they are before the altar of the Lord. Notice this. I read 1 through 19. In this lesson, we will look briefly at this king, Hezekiah, had to clean up some things because of his father. At the beginning of this new year, we must remember this, that everything we do as individuals, God sees, is in the sight of the Lord. And I will make 4 points, and this lesson be yours. And that God see our temple, that it need to be cleaned up. He see our worship. He see our participation. He see our giving. Each of you should understand after this lesson that God is seeing everything you're doing. No one has gotten away with doing wrong. No one will get away with wrong. God see all. However, this king, Hezekiah, became a king at 25 years old. His father, Ahaz, was a wicked king who did great evil, who saw in the sight of the Lord. This king defiled the temple of God with the worship of false gods of Syria, 2 Chronicles 28:23. He also defiled the temple and closed the doors of the place of worship. Hezekiah did not allow what his daddy did or his past history of his family to define who he was as an individual. He allowed and understood it. As we each should see, you are defined by what God sees in you. We should have a huge response this morning, because everyone who's trying to serve the Lord needs to stop looking at everybody else and start looking at yourself. What defines me as a person? What does the Lord see in your life? In this new year, it's upon us, brothers and sisters. And I want to encourage all of us to not allow what happened in the past, or last year, or the year before, and that before, to define who we are today. We are to let what defines us is what the Lord see in us on this day. We can't change nothing in your past. You can't go back and do nothing about it. But you can rededicate yourself to the Lord, like King has, and make like to follow the example of this king Hezekiah. Now, this new year, point number one. Is God see our temple? And the temple I'm talking about is the body. What did Hezekiah do? He opened the doors of the temple and repaired them, verse 3. He brought back priests and Levites to the temple, verse 4. He made a covenant with the Lord himself, verse 10. He cleaned out the temple. He made it ready for worship. What's so point number one for us is that, are you making your temple ready for the Lord? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 through 20, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. What is he saying? What I'm saying is that each of us must understand whatever you're doing in that body is in the sight of the Lord. Your body is this temple. I'm making that application here. And we have to look at our life, look at our temple, and see what is it that we need to get out of our life. What sin is in our life that should not be named among us as Christians? Ephesians 5 and verse 3. The Lord sees what you're dealing with. He sees your willful sin. But in this new year, you got to realize that God sees your willful sin. And you got to say, I got to clean up my body. My temple. Renew your covenant with the Lord. Peter said, 1 Peter 2 and verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, that you may proclaim the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2 and 9. What does God see in you, in what your life, in your body? What are you doing? Are you taking advantage of opportunities God give you to make change? Like we talked about this morning, you got to look at your life, and you got to say, God, see this. He see my unfaithfulness. He see what I'm not doing right. He see what I'm doing. He see what I'm doing right or wrong. He see it all. So the first point I'm making is it time to clean up the temple? Is it time to start thinking about, man, you can't keep drinking and smoking and doing the things you've been doing in the temple? Yeah. At what point do you start cleaning up your life? You start cleaning up where your body goes. Where is it going to club? Where is it going? Where is it at on afternoon service? Where is it at on morning service? Where is it at during the week? What's going on with your body? What's the temple? What cleansing must you do? Point number two. God see our worship. Our hunch. You know, our first one was about every individual looking at who you are as a person inside God. The second one is that we need to prepare for worship in the sight of God. In 2 Chronicles 29:20-36, we won't read all that. Every one of us understand that worship is on an individual basis. What did Hezekiah and the priest do to take care of worship? They offered sin offerings for themselves. They brought and thank offerings and burnt offerings. So what can we do for our worship in the sight of God? Number one, if you have a sin in your life, you can confess your sin, repent and confess your sin. But Bible says in 1 John 1:8-9, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's what? Faithful and just to give us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You want to have your worship okay in the sight of God? You got to confess your fault. Confess your sin. Number two, you must continue to worship in spirit and truth. Jesus said, John 4:23, the hour coming, and now he is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. Watch this. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him out in spirit and in truth. John 4:23-24. So we must get our worship together individually. You got to take care of the sins that are in your life. You got to confess them, and you got to make sure that when you come into worship, you're not distracted by everything else. Your spirit, right? That's literally, that's your attitude in worship. Sometimes your worship is hindered because you come in with all this other stuff going on in your mind. I'm saying today in this new year, it's in the sight of God. See, when you're sitting there thinking in worship, or you're distracted in worship, and you think about everything other than God, your worship is in vain. Number three, when you come to what can we do for our worship in the sight of God? Be thankful. We ought to come into the place of worship thankful. And what have you gone through? What has God brought you through? Who on this call this evening? You know a God has brought you through 22. He brought you through surgery. He brought you from hospital. He brought you home when you couldn't have made it home. He brought you through a wreck. He brought you through difficult times. He brought you difficult times in your marriage. He brought you through things that we're going through in your family. He brought you through bereavement, losses. He brought you through a whole lot of things. Do you come to worship? You come to worship in 23 being thankful. That's what we ought to do. We ought to be thankful rather than coming in all disturbed, all upset about something, and forgot all the blessings God had gave. Taking everything for granted. Like he owed you that. He didn't owe none of us nothing. He gave it to us. And so what are you trying to say, Brother Brooks? It's in the sight of the Lord. The Lord is looking at how you look. You can't come into the worship, like Paul, like the Hebrew writer said, giving thanks to the Lord, the fruits of your lips, making your sacrifice a praise to him. That's when you come and sing it, and you're praying. Some people come to worship, and they just sit there. They don't sing. If you're on the home, on the conference call, and you just listen to us sing, when are you going to start praising God for yourself? What are you saying, Brother Brooks? 23 ought to be a different day, a different year for you. You got to come up. This is God see you. This be thankful to God. Quit looking at all the negatives, like I said this morning, and start looking to the good. All the hype. God has been good to all of us. He's been good to our congregation. But if you want to focus on the negative, you can. You can. But if you want to go into this new year in the sight of the Lord, you ought to focus on how good God has been to you. Number four, when it comes to the worship, present your body a living sacrifice. So God see what sacrifice you make. Some people are doing nothing when it comes to the Lord. There's no sacrifice in your life. Paul said in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. I mean, how many of you know that? In this new year, will you present your body to God as a living sacrifice? All right, we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of things to do. Everybody can't sit on the bench. We got to get up, quit complaining about what we didn't do, where we came from, who made what mistake, and start looking at this new year as a time to get up and go to work. Why? God is watching us in the sight of the Lord. We got to clean up our lives, our bodies. We got to clean up, make sure our worship is okay. And then the next one is that we got to see, God see what you participate in and what you don't. The activity, the ministry, in the sight of the Lord. So real quick, I can't come to the building right now because this or that or whatever. But now, what is your participation like? I mean, you still got opportunity to do things. You can do a lot of things. It's just a matter of priority. What is the priority? Is God a priority in your participation activity? What did Hezekiah and the people do to show that make sure they were participating? Hezekiah, he said he invited all the people to a Passover feast. Verse 1. 2 Chronicles 30, you got to go there and read that. Hezekiah started inviting people. Many people gathered, took away the false altars in Jerusalem. Verse 13 through 14 in 2 Chronicles 30. They kept the Passover. There was great joy in Jerusalem. Why? Because they noticed the participation of the people. What can we do in the sight of God? What can you do in the sight of the God that's going to be right in the sight of God when it comes to how you participate in the recovery process that we have behind? We have went through 1 year of a pandemic. The second year we went through a freeze. We lost the bill, and we had to come back to cover. But what have you doing? What are you participating in to get us back to where you know we need to be? This is a new year. So how are we going to position? Number one, you can start inviting people. Like we had a great number of visitors today. That's what I need to be doing. Every one of us need to be, like the Bible says, John 1:46, talking about Jesus. He said, the man said, come and see. Come and see. Well, tell the people, come and see what we got to offer. We have the truth, church. We have the truth, how like. We got the Bible. The Bible is right. How high is the outstanding congregation? We are sound. We have not went left or right of the truth. We're holding to the book. And not a lot of congregations doing it. We are nationally known across this nation as a sound congregation. That's what we're known as at High Life. That's who we are. Now, we should be invited here. When people climb in to Houston area, they're looking for a sound congregation, and they know when they come to High Life, that's who they're going to find, a sound congregation. We need to take away all the hindrances, all the excuses that's going to prevent you from not saying. If you're on the call and you are able to get out and stop, then you need to make a decision. Don't use the conference hall as a convenience store. It's for the sick and shut in. No, I'm not busting. I'm just saying, let me say it like this. Let me slow that down because some of you stop getting up. Don't do that. You'll hurt yourself. If you ain't grown to this point where you stop the second assembly, you at least get on the call so you get a word from the Lord. That's what I'm saying. But at some point, you got to say to yourself, am I hindering my salvation? Am I hindering my growth? Do I need to make some sacrifices? The Bible said, forsake not the assembly. Forsake it. Hebrews 10:25. You have to think about that. What are you going to do? We need your help. We need you to get to the building. We need you to help us get this thing going again. That's what we need to do. We got to do some things. All right, we got to do it. Inviting people. Do more participating. God see everything you're doing. Notice in Acts 2, in verse 42, they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and prayer. This is right after they killed Jesus. Then the Christians then, they got together and started. It was a bad time going on right there. They went through a whole lot right then. The Bible said they continued and what Jesus taught them, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer. We too will have great joy if we give ourselves to the work of the Lord. Holland Heights, it's time for you to make sure you are participating to the full level and extent of your love for the Lord. Do you love the Lord? You gotta participate. We need soul leaders. We need preachers. We need prayers. We need men serving, like some brothers said this morning. They stepping up to serve more. You can do a whole lot. Man, you can do a whole lot. You got to look at what your situation is. Where can you participate? What can you give to the cause of Christ? Remember, everything you do, everything I do is in the sight of the Lord. What did Hezekiah do to make sure he was given to the Lord? Remember, he commanded the people in 2 Corinthians 31. I want you to read 29, 30, 31. I'm just making the point, all chapters can't read all of them. But in chapter 31, he commanded the people to contribute support. Now, here's what you can do. You can support what we're doing. There's a lot of ways to support. And amen. You can support right. Support right. Stick with what's right. Don't let somebody mislead you to take you away from what's right. It's in the sight of God. You can give, contributing your support. It ain't always about giving money to the church. Will you support the call? Will you support the city? Will you support what we present to you? Will you support the effort? Will you support the ministry? Will you support preaching the gospel? Will you support saving souls? Will you go to the VIP class? Will you bring visits? Will you support by giving? You know what I'm saying? They gave great abundance in verse 10 of 2 Corinthians 31. These people gave big. We're not going to lose the building as long as we do what's right in the sight of God. Do what's right in the sight of the Lord. And God will take care of us. God will take care of us. Yes, he will. But you got to do your part, and I have to give my part. These people gave great abundance to remain. Are you giving right? They appointed men to distribute this stuff. They used the money to help other people, verse 18 through 19. Hezekiah pursued it with all of his heart. Verse 21, he made sure that he was given above and beyond himself. What can we do? What can we do as a congregation and as individuals in this congregation to improve our giving in his sight? No matter where you are on this call, I'm just talking to you, if you're a member of the Church of Christ, where a congregation, this applies wherever you are. I'm talking to highlight you, but if you're on a call from another congregation, you need to consider the same thing. We can give. Some things we can do, we can give to the work regularly, like on the first day of the week. We should give right. I mean, that's what's going to keep us sustained. Give. We ought to give on the first day of the week. The Bible said, let each one of you lay by and store God has prospered. If God has prospered you, you ought to give back to the Lord. That's what we're talking about contributions now. Yeah, you should, how much you got? Give it to the hurt. Give it to your hurt. He said, not grudgingly of necessity. If you're giving it grudgingly or you're getting like it's a necessary to give, the brother book said we got to give more. No, the Lord said you got to give. Now, if you give it out of necessity, it won't do you no good. God is seeing. It's in his sight. Everything's in the sight of the Lord. Amen. Yeah. See, you get around the Christmas holiday, you squeeze that and start buying presents with. What about going? You know, the last place you cut is the budget to the Lord's church. You give to the Lord. And you see it cycling, Christian, in the holiday season, contributions go down. Tax season, contributions go up. In the summer, when they're out of school, they go on vacation, contributions go down. Because you're changing your giving habits because of your life. You want more important things now, right? So what are we saying, Brother Brooke? I'm saying, in the sight of the Lord, remember this. Remember this. That we can give, we ought to give regularly. Amen. And the leadership must understand the money that are given, brothers, we use this to help others spiritually and physically. Number one is the support of the gospel. The Bible says, and Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9:14, even so the Lord had commanded those who preach the gospel should live forth from the gospel. The gospel should be supported. Gospel preachers should be supported. Preaching of the gospel should be supported. All right. So we have to support the preaching of the gospel. In the nationwide is a great opportunity to support. Highland Heights is a great opportunity to support. You ought to support Brother Child. If we can support the preacher, the key is not the person, it's the feet who carry the gospel. We as a congregation must support the preaching of the gospel. Why? God is watching. The Great Commission came from God. Everything's in his sight. Don't forget, it was his son on the cross. It was his son who hung on that cross, and he gave us the Great Commission. What is the Great Commission, Brother Brooks? To stay at Holland Heights and just stay in the wall and do nothing? No, the Great Commission is to go into the world and preach the gospel. That's what the commission is about. To every creature, he that believeth and baptized shall be saved. Mark 16:15-16. We have a spiritual obligation to make sure whatever funds come into this building and to our congregation, they are used to support the preaching of the gospel and the saving of souls. Point blank. That's what it's used for. Therefore, we also, Paul says in Galatians 6:10, it's for physical needs of the saints. He said, let us do good all men, especially those who are household of faith. We have to take care of membership. We have to take care of people. We must give. We must give of our hearts. We must give. And as I close, in 2 Corinthians, you turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, and this lesson is going to be yours. See. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. I want you to look at it. You've been asleep. Wake up right now. Let's get down and wake up. Now look here. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, and I'm getting ready to close. Listen to what happened here. And this is encouragement to give generously. Moreover, brother, do you to wit the grace of God, stolen on the church of Macedonia, Paul said. How that in a great trial of affliction, when you went through a great trial of affliction like we have over the last 3-4 years, with everything we've gone through. We've gone through some trials and tests. But Paul said, here's the case from Macedonia. How that in great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and the deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Or to their power, I pray with it. Paul says, yea, beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. Praying us with much entreaty that we will receive the gift and take it upon the fellowship of ministry to the saints. And this is what verse 5 says, and this they did, not as we hoped. What is it? Watch this now. Here it is. This is the main point. First gave their own selves to the Lord. They gave our life to Him. Brothers, sisters, and Christ, business friends. Make heaven your help. Make heaven your home. You have to give yourself to Him. First thing you do is give of yourself. What I'm saying today in this lesson here is this. It's a new year. Hezekiah gave us an example. And when you see things have gone a certain way, number one, I'm saying, God, see your temple, that's your body. Start working on getting that right. Number two, God, see our worship, all right? Let nothing come between us in worshiping God. Change now. He's not going to come to the building or get on the call to worship God and let other things distract you. Number three, God see your participation. Every one of us have to do whatever we can. Nobody's the same. Everybody got different talents and gifts. These ministries need to get to running, and when the ministry runs, everybody has to participate. Can you participate from home? Absolutely. You can do a whole lot of things. If there is a will, they say, that's the way. That's what I agree with. And number four, I see you giving. Give yourself. Give toward the work of the ministry. Give as you prosper. Not grudging and sisters. But giving is not just money. Give yourself and your life to the cause. This is a new year. And I'm encouraging each of us to remember, in the sight of the Lord, Hezekiah, Bible said he did right in the sight of the Lord. But his dad, he did evil in the sight of the Lord. My question is, which category do you fall in this afternoon? In the sight of the Lord, are you doing right or are you doing evil? The Father, Son. If you're on the call to see me, not a Christian, you need to be a Christian. You really do need to be a Christian. You need to obey. Remember, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But God sent not his Son into the world to condemn this world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:16-17. See, God, Jesus came and gave his life on the cross. He suffered tremendous beating. He wore the crown of thorns. He was led to the hill called Calvary. He carried his cross. He drove the nails in his hands and his feet. He hung on that cross 6 long hours. Why? Why did he do that? He did it in the sight of his Father. He did it for us. He was carrying out the will of the Father. And he died. And we're so thankful. So that blood he shed it will wash your sins away in baptism. So you must believe that with all of your heart. Number three, you must repent of your sins. Luke 13:3-5. Number four, you must confess Jesus to be the Son of God before me. Jesus, if you confess me before me, I'll confess you before my Father. If you deny me, I'll deny you. That's Matthew 10:32-33. And then lastly, you got to be baptized. Why baptism? Because it's commanded by the Lord. Mark 16:15-16. Matthew 28:18. Go teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Then the Lord adds you to know the church you read about in the Bible. And he is the church of Christ, Acts 2:47. And the Lord added to the church daily, that it should be saved. Jesus said, Matthew 16:18, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What was his church? It was his wife. It was his bride. And the husband and wife were his name. The church of Christ is not the name of the church. It describes who owns the church. The church owns Christ. We got the Bible. I hope you enjoyed the lesson this evening. If you're on the call, you want to be baptized, go ahead and hit 5-star on your phone. Let us know. Or get back with the person who put you on this call and tell them, you know what, I need to start off 23 right. I want to be washed in the blood. I want to make sure my temple is right. I want to make sure my worship is right. I want to make sure I participate, and I want to give back to the Lord because God has been too good to me. Now, if you want to call this afternoon and you're a member of the Lord's church, and you too, you say, I need to get some things right in my life, brother. Hit 5-star on your phone and make your confession. Don't be ashamed to confess. Remember, get your temple right, and sometimes to get it right, you say, brother, I have sinned. That's what you need to do. Or you need prayer. You're going through something. You had a tough 22, and you want a better 23. Why don't you go to God in prayer? The Bible says, the eyes of the Lord open the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. Won't you ask for prayer if you need it? I hope you enjoyed the lesson. I speak the truth in love. Speaking the truth in love. You need to, if you need, now we're going to sing the song of encouragement. Hit 5-star on your phone. You want to be baptized, or you want prayer requests, or you want to make confession.